Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss, and I'd like to invite you to try the number one Christian meditation app, Abide. You know, just that word alone, abide, or to remain in Christ, is why I love this app so much. It continually encourages me to remain in my Creator, which helps me to grow in so many ways, even as I sleep. And I hope you find that same encouragement as well. You can text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the Abide app. Just text ABIDE to 22433. Now, let's relax as we hear tonight's sleep story.
Hello, and welcome to the sleep story from Abide. I'm Chloe, and I'm thankful you've decided to join me for tonight's story titled Mars, the Desert Planet. Of all the planets in our solar system, Mars has been the focal point for countless stories and movies that have featured various scenarios of man's imagination. These fictional tales have alluded to things such as life on Mars and the possibility of one day inhabiting the cold desert planet. From a biblical perspective, however, we appreciate Mars as one of many celestial bodies God created as part of a vast universe of which we have limited understanding. Our view is centered on the Lord's masterful design that permits all things, even the planets, to work together for His glory. As Romans chapter 11, verse 36 says, "From Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen." This verse reminds us that no matter what amazing discoveries are made or how many stories are written, God's story is central to everything that exists. With that in mind, I invite you on this journey tonight, a peaceful journey of exploration and discovery to help you relax and fall asleep. Before we begin, I encourage you to take a few moments to settle into bed and get comfortable. Take some slow, deep breaths, inhaling and exhaling, releasing every bit of tension. Feel all your muscles relax. Loosen your jaw, roll your shoulders gently back, let your arms rest heavily at your side, and feel your legs sink into the bed. Most importantly, ask the Holy Spirit to be with you tonight. Pray that His presence will guard you and your household as you sleep. Breathe deeply of God's peace as He provides the rest you need after a long day. He knows all about the work you've done, and He is faithful to restore you as you sleep. Psalm 36, verse 5 says this about our faithful God: "Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds." Beyond the clouds. That is where our journey will take us tonight. To the fourth planet from the sun. We will explore Mars through the lens of our magnificent Creator, God of heaven and earth. To prepare for our journey, please allow me to pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for this faithful listener tonight, for taking the time at the end of their day to listen to this sleep story. I pray that you will help them relax and enjoy this Bible meditation as we roam through space and traverse the solar system you created. Thank you, Father, that your mercy extends beyond the heavens and stays with us wherever we go. We look to you tonight as our central focus, as the creator of everything that exists. By you, because of you, and for your glory, all things work together. Help us remember that as we learn the fascinating details about Mars, the desert planet. Thank you for being with us tonight. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. More than 140 million miles from the Sun, Mars rotates on its axis, taking 24 hours and 37 minutes to complete one full day. The days on Mars are called sols, an abbreviation for solar days. When we picture the daylight hours here on Earth, from dawn's morning light to the setting of the sun, we remember Psalm 84 verse 10 that says, "Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere." Let those words ring through your mind as you seek God's presence tonight. Better is one day in his courts than thousands elsewhere. Even though one day on Mars is similar to the length of our 24-hour period, its distance from the sun causes it to take 687 days to complete one full year. Imagine the red planet spinning on its axis, gently and consistently, turning and turning. It slowly rotates around the sun from a vast distance. 687 days later, it finally completes its orbit. Ah, time. What is time to God? As the scriptures say, one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Time was created by the Lord, yet he is not limited by it. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He always was, is, and forever will be. From everlasting to everlasting, he is God. Let the peace of God's eternal timeline comfort you tonight, for he sees everything from beginning to end. Nothing escapes his sovereignty. He was the one who set every planet into motion, in its specific rotation around the sun, each orbiting at its own pace and on its own path. Truly, our God is remarkable, His ways are past understanding. Interestingly, Mars is about half the size of Earth. Not only is the planet smaller, it has much less gravitational pull. The weightlessness people would experience on Mars would allow them to move around quite easily and seem to have superhuman strength. However, being in a low gravity environment for any length of time will adversely affect a person's body, causing rapid loss of bone density and muscle mass. This brings us to the wonders of God's design and how He established life on Earth instead of life on Mars or other planets. As the Lord said in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 12, I made the earth and created man on it. It was my hands that stretched out the heavens, and I commanded all their host. And again in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 5, the Bible says, God, the Lord, created the heavens and stretched them out. He created the earth and everything in it. He gives breath to everyone, life to everyone who walks on the earth. As much as people like to dream about life on Mars, God designed us to inhabit the earth. Of course, the exploration of Mars is fascinating, and we are blessed to learn what we can. But there is only one planet sustainable for life, and God said that it was good. Let's pray and thank God for His goodness. Heavenly Father, as we learn interesting facts about the planet Mars, help us remember your perfect design and intentions for mankind. We thank you for allowing us to discover new things, but we ask that you help us keep everything in perspective, a biblical perspective, not losing sight of your ultimate purpose and plan. Help us remember that redeeming the lost through your Son, Jesus, will always be the central meaning to life. As we continue our sleep story tonight, please cover this listener with your presence and your peace. Help them fall asleep, knowing you are sovereign over all and that you have them safely in the palm of your hand. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. If we were to walk on the surface of Mars, we would see a vast terrain of red dust because of the iron oxide in the soil, the same compound that makes rust a reddish color. As we travel across the Martian landscape, we might even experience a dust storm as the wind blows and picks up red dust in a swirl around us. Recalling Psalm 78, verse 26, we remember, He caused the east wind to blow in the heavens, and by His power He directed the south wind. Even on Mars, God directs the winds and causes them to blow. Everything is directed by our wonderful Creator. As a conductor directs each note of each instrument, The Lord directs every element of the universe to work in accordance with His purpose. The stars shine from their designated place, each having a name, and the planets also remain fixed in space as the Lord has set them, each one uniquely its own. Feel the peace of God by His Spirit, a great comfort and assurance to you tonight. Allow the fruit of His peace to flow over you, casting away all worries, doubts, and fears. Rest in the holy purpose of God, for as you sleep, He is at work to renew, restore, and prepare you for a new day. Let's pray. Lord God, please work through this listener by the power of your Spirit to renew and restore them as they sleep deeply in your presence. Like the wind that blows, let the breath of the Holy Spirit rush gently over this beloved child, reassuring them of your peace and purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. Even as you are warm in your bed, the extremely cold temperatures on Mars are, on average, minus 80 degrees Fahrenheit. They can, however, plummet in winter to the much colder temperatures of minus 200 degrees Fahrenheit at the poles. These poles include the presence of polar ice caps that grow and shrink with the seasons. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 says, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." In contrast to the unbelievably cold temperatures on Mars during the winter, in summer near the equator, its surface can reach more than 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Its extremely thin atmosphere contributes to these fluctuations. Mostly, Mars is arid, dry, cold, and barren, making us grateful for the warmth of the sun on Earth, giving us just the right amount of light and heat to sustain life. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 7 says, "Light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to see the sun." Sunlight is a valuable and precious gift from God. As James 1 verse 17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." Although there is no variation or shadow of turning with God, there are various weather patterns on Mars, including the aforementioned dust storms and even tornadoes. Sometimes these storms become so severe, they form dust clouds that cover the whole planet. These storms can measure thousands of kilometers wide and last for many months at a time. During these months-long storms, Mars' surface is completely blocked from view. Thankfully, we are never blocked from God's view. As Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13 reminds us, Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. You are seen by Him, loved by Him, and secured in Him. No matter what storm is brewing in your life, you are never alone. God not only has His eye on you, His Spirit leads you through every high and every low. You can count on Him to lead you through all of life's storms. Continue to rest peacefully as I pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much that you never leave us or forsake us. Nothing is hidden from you, which means our lives are transparent before you. What comfort this brings, as we know you are with us through every trial. Help us rest securely in the knowledge that you are holding us in the palm of your hand. Be our protection and provision as we sleep peacefully in your presence. It's in the name of your Son I pray. Amen. Geologically, Mars has many amazing features that are astounding to the human eye. A volcanic mountain called Olympus Mons rises 16 miles high, 3 times higher than Earth's Mount Everest, and has a diameter comparable to the entire state of Arizona. Surprisingly, Olympus Mons has a gentle rising slope, much like that of the volcanoes found on the Hawaiian Islands. It is said that the slope is so gradual, you could stand on the side of the volcano as if you were standing on a gently sloping plain. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 11 says, "And I will make all my mountains a road, and my highways shall be raised up." The Lord God makes a way where there seems to be no way. When roads are steep, He is there to pave the road before us. His gentle hand guides us on paths that fulfill His good, pleasing, and perfect will. I pray this imagery is comforting to you tonight as you rest deeply in the loving care of the Father. No path is too difficult for Him. You can trust Him to make the way straight before you. The steep climb will become a gentle slope on which you can travel by the grace and mercy of God. In stark contrast to the 16-mile-high Olympus Mons, the lowest point on Mars is found in the Hellas Impact Crater. This astounding geological formation is around 1,400 miles in diameter and 5 miles deep, one of the deepest craters in our solar system. Thinking of this deep crater, a distant melody comes to mind. The beautiful chorus of how deep the Father's love for us. It says, "How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only son, to make a rich his treasure. Let these comforting words flow over you and settle deep into your heart tonight. How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure. The scriptures are filled with assuring words about the Father's love, such as, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God." And, "We have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us." God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Allow these words to abide in your soul as you sleep in the loving care of the Father tonight. Lord, in your great love, abide in the heart of this listener as they rest securely in you. Beyond the deepest crater and above the highest mountain, your love remains. Remain with your child tonight as they sleep soundly in your care. Fill their dreams with reminders of your truth, that they will awaken with a sense of refreshment, joy, and purpose. I pray all these things in the name of your blessed Son. Amen. As we near the end of our exploration, there are several things about Mars that are worth noting. Ancient Egyptians once called Mars Her Desher, meaning the red one. Asian astronomers gave it the name Fire Star. And the Hebrews defined Mars as the one who blushes. Various names throughout history have been given to the desert planet. Red with swirls of dust, covered by a rocky terrain, and most intriguing to mankind. It is likely Mars will be the planet that is most explored, talked about, written about, and dreamed about. After all, people are anxious to discover more about the fourth planet from the sun and contemplate the possibility of inhabitation. Yet, there is one who knows every detail about the desert planet, for he is the one who fashioned it in all of its uniqueness by the word of his mouth. Whatever we are allowed to discover over the coming years will be by the grace of God's goodness and provision. Nothing will be uncovered without his divine permission. As believers, our trust is in the Lord and his mighty power. As 1 Chronicles 29 verse 11 says so beautifully, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all." There is no better way to end our sleep story tonight than to declare God's greatness, power, and glory. His victory is displayed throughout the heavens, portraying His majesty for us to see. He is exalted. His name is exalted on high. He is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Heavenly Father, all glorious and powerful, I close this sleep story with a prayer of declaration, proclaiming your majesty arranged throughout the universe. Not one element is missing, Lord. Not one component is left out. From the dust of the earth to the swirl of red dust on Mars, you have created each detail in all its glory. We look to you, Lord, for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. For in you, all things exist. Please lead this listener to seek you at the break of day. Abide in your love through every storm and rest deeply in your presence at night. I ask these things in the most holy name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Abide in God's majesty as you marvel at His glorious creation. Mars is only one of many incredible sights to behold, and there is much more to be explored. We are grateful to be on this journey with you and ask for God's blessings over you. Thank you for listening to this sleep story tonight.